Senior Story, The Potter's Climb, Chapter 9, Ease or Effort? During the years Evita had trained under Saint-Pierre, she had never asked him why he had stopped at the third peak. Now she knew. A great chasm lay between the third and fourth peaks. The only way to reach the fourth peak was to scale a rock cliff sideways, which attached the two. One slip and you would be hurled downward for miles. Never look behind you. Never. Not once. Evita remembered the master's words. Though she didn't understand them then, she did now. The rock face she had to cross provided plenty of gripping places for the sideways climb, if one could overcome the dizzying effect and the fear of falling. Fix your eyes on the fourth crest until your feet are firmly planted on the top, echoed Saint-Pierre's voice. She turned back to the blue clay. It was stunningly beautiful. I could stay here forever, she whispered as she plunged her sensitive fingers into its creamy texture. The villagers loved my blue vases. There's no end to what I could create. Never let your past glories imprison your future. Saint-Pierre's warning stung like 1,000 bees. The fourth peak. I can't stop now. I must try. Evita chose a high, golden-leafed tree across the chasm on the fourth peak to fix her eyes upon. She mapped out in her mind the course she would take to cross to the other side, a course that kept her gaze upward. Take one deep breath, relax, 5 steps, look up, she rehearsed. This was her plan. Over and over, she repeated it until she was finally ready. Breathe, relax, step, look. Slowly, methodically, like an army set on victory, she followed her course, never looking behind her. The rhythm became a melody which she sang over and over, always keeping her eyes on the golden-leafed tree as it came nearer and nearer. Suddenly, the winds picked up. Sand blew into her eyes, scraping them with each blink. Tears flowed. I can't see, she shouted.